We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, welcome back. Big Al Hot Seat coming up. Lots more. I just got to start with the man
right.
Vermeil, because if you do not have at your Thanksgiving table, Terrell, the Vermeil wines, you are making a big mistake. Vermeil wines are shipped directly to your home. Go to vermeilwines.com for the coach's entire wine selection. Ladies and gentlemen, Dick Vermeil. Hi, Dick.
Good morning.
Dick, I got a problem. I got to run something by you before we talk football. I got to talk wine with you. So I went out with this other couple. They ordered a bottle of wine at a restaurant, right? It was $185. And then they came, and you know how they pour a little and you taste it? And I knew right away it was nowhere near as good as Vermeil wines. Should I spit that out and say I want my money back?
No, I don't think so. You know, wines vary.
Yeah.
You know, and sometimes you'll get a corked bottle of wine, even from Vermeil, that for one reason or another, it turned on you a little bit. So I wouldn't do that, you know, and that's just, you know, I've experienced that same thing. But, you know, wine tasting is directly correlated with your palate, and certain things just taste better to you. Hopefully it's Vermeil wines.
Oh, yeah. No, it is 100% Vermeil wine. But like if I gave you a $500 bottle of wine, would you know the difference between that and just a good solid wine?
I think so.
I wouldn't.
I've had Harlan, I've had Screaming Eagle, I've had those top Napa Valley wines, I've had the great French wines. I think I could recognize them. I couldn't give you all the exact reasons, but I could tell you I like it a little better.
Excellent. All right, Dick, let's get on to what's going on with our football team right now. When you were a head coach, did you prefer running the ball or passing the ball?
Well, I started out trying to be heavy on the run, play defense and good special teams, and I gradually moved to try to be more balanced because I got tired of losing games by 3 and 6 and 7 points. And, you know, I brought Sid Gilman in to help me and my staff educated overall philosophy-wise and how to more efficiently move the ball within the passing game and everything. And he made a great contribution to all of us, and we got better. But I think it's critical that you are able to run the ball efficiently. And maybe it doesn't have to be 100% balanced, but if you throw the ball a lot, you better complete in today's game 65% or better.
Well, it's not balanced with the Eagles right now because they're running the ball brilliantly. Can you explain why they're so effective with the run right now, Dick?
Well, the strength of the offensive line, that's the strength of the football team. I think most of us thought that at the start of the year, that their offensive line coming off all those injuries, replacing those injury people, and all the backup players that got playing time last year would be better this year. And, you know, and they've got some maulers in that offensive line, and they're very well coached, and, you know, they have fine running backs. And, you know, I learned a long time ago, the only way to run the ball is to call it. Even a poor football team, can run better than they may be running if they call it. But usually they're so far behind, they're playing catch up, and you can't run it, you know.
Yeah, Dick, I'm really curious as to your thoughts on the run that Jalen Hurts himself, the quarterback, had that sealed the game, that cut he made, and then the run to the pylon in the end zone. What'd you think of that play, Dick?
Spectacular. You know, and I think he's demonstrated he can do that before. He demonstrated that in college. You don't take those running skills away from somebody from year to year unless injury takes it away. And it's so tough on the defense because it restricts the coverages. You play man coverage against the Eagles, you better have somebody spying. and he better be a great tackler in the open field because he's going to run the football. And I think they've done a really nice job of incorporating some runs tied in with the quarterback and not so much on a read option. And, right now they're very difficult to stop.
Yeah. Dick, I'm really curious. I know I've been asking you this almost every week because I'm trying to get a sense for at what point a coach looks at a quarterback and says, that's my future quarterback. Are you getting closer when you look at Jalen Hurts and going, that's their franchise? He's going to be the guy?
I believe that. But you remember, they see him, all through training camp. The coaches see that quarterback every day during the practice field, and they watch him, and their respect and admiration and evaluation process really grows on a daily basis, not just game to game. You need more information than a game. Sometimes you'll have a bad game, and it won't be the fault of the quarterback. It'll be the fault of the offensive lineman or a great defensive team. But so you've got to put the entire package together in the evaluation process. You know, I don't see him every day, but right now I like him a lot. I've sort of been positive on him all along.
Yes, you have. You have, and more so, I think, as we watch more of him.
Yeah.
Let's go up to the Giants camp for a second here, Dick, because they did something extraordinary yesterday. They fired their offensive coordinator, Jason Garrett. Did you ever have to fire an assistant during the season?
No.
No. This is a radical act, right? This is a big deal. What do you make of it, and what impact would it have on the game?
Well, I think it'll help the Eagles. I really do. You can't focus as well when all of a sudden you do these things to your team. You go into offensive meeting rooms, you got different people leading it and that kind of stuff, and no matter what kind of an assistant the guy was, he hasn't been in the booth game day and he hasn't made all the final decisions in the game plan and that stuff. I think it's a big favor for the Eagles, but I don't think they better take it for granted. The only way the Giants can beat the Eagles if they relax emotionally and go in there cocky and are starting to strut because they've won 3 out of their last 4 games. That's when you get your butt beat, and that's the only way the Giants can beat them.
All right, I'm happy to hear that, but I want to know a little more about the relationship between the head coach and the assistants. Dick, behind closed doors, are there a lot of major disagreements? What is the relationship like from game to game with you and your assistants?
I've never really experienced tough times with a coaching staff in the middle of a season. I've made some decisions in my mind at the end of the season I'm going to move somebody.
Right.
Normally not based on his ability to coach, but different little things that I think influence the overall package of what you're doing. But I don't know, if you study the NFL, firing a head coach or an assistant coach in the middle of season, I don't think it's ever proved to be productive. I can't tell you any time that it has been.
All right, now, I'm curious, because you were on the road. Eagle fans have always been terrific at supporting the team, especially like games in the Meadowlands. Were you aware of the Eagle fans in an away game when they were supporting your team? Is it a help for you at all, Dick?
It definitely is.
Yeah.
Yes. I would notice that. The Eagle fans travel loud.
Yeah.
You know, that's really a great attribute to the kind of fans that we have here. They plan on these trips as soon as the schedule comes out, and when they're defined and they make these trips. It helps the airline business, and it helps, I think, the team play. I really do. I think it adds a depth of sincerity to their interest.
Absolutely. All right, Dick, these games are getting bigger now. The Eagles are making a move. I need to know what you see happening Sunday in the Meadowlands, and I need to know what your computer is thinking.
Well, the computer says by 3. I think if the Eagles play like they've been playing, they'll beat them worse than that. The only thing the Giants have had going for them recently, when I've seen them play, is that they've been playing hard. Mm. They've been playing hard on defense and really flying around. But offensively, they're not a strong football team. That's all there is to it. And Jones is not that bad a quarterback. His numbers aren't far off our own quarterback.
All right, so what you're saying, like maybe a 10-point win, 7-point win, something like that, Dick?
I wouldn't be surprised. I would not be surprised. But again, it goes back to, Tampa Bay got beat by a losing team. The Dallas Cowboys get beat by a losing team. When you don't go into the game emotionally, mentally prepared to play at the level you're capable of, you get your butt beat.
Hold on, Dick. I know what I'm hearing right now. It's what I felt at the beginning of the show. This kind of game makes you a little nervous, doesn't it?
Yeah. I've been embarrassed in my coaching career when I had a real good football team. I've taken an undefeated team.
Ooh.
Okay. Yeah, into a losing. I took a 9-0 team into a city and got beat by a losing football team. That's a negative reflection on me as a head coach of having prepared to play.
Wow, great stuff. Dick, I hope you and your family have an awesome Thanksgiving. And everybody, get Vermeer Wines. You do not have a great Thanksgiving without this man's wines. They're awesome. Thank you, Dick.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yep, the great Dick Vermeer. I told you. I think like a head coach. Now, I want to ask you a question, yeah. Rube. I was asking about, clearly things were not going great between Joe Judge and what's his name, Jason Garrett, before right. yesterday.
Right.
Is there a lot of that behind closed doors? Is there a lot of tension and disagreement in your experience in baseball?
I haven't seen that a lot, no. but I have had discussions with the manager to talk about certain things, and we had to make a change right in the middle of the season. I think it was 9 or 10 when we had to make change with our hitting coach in Milt Thompson, who
Ooh.
I loved.
Yeah.
But we just felt like he was not delivering the message the way we wanted to deliver it, and we just weren't performing. And unfortunately, you can't change all the players, right? So you change the coach, and it ended up helping us out.
But, it did help.
Yeah, it did help. In that situation, it did. I didn't like having to do it because I had so much respect for Milt as a person, as a player, and as a coach. But sometimes you have to make very, very difficult decisions. That was one of the ones we made.
Did you ever yell at a manager?
I never had a yelling match. Only one time did I get into a situation where I raised my voice with a manager.
Who? When?
I will not tell you.
Give me all the juice. What did you
say? I will not tell you the juice.
What did you say to Ryan Sandberg?
It was not Ryan Sandberg.
And did he respond with a boring comment like he did every other time?
Yeah. He had a little tough go with the Phillies.
All right. Al, I have finally gotten what I asked for.
There you go.
Emily is here, and she's at the airport. Hi, Emily.
Hello, how are you?
I've been waiting all morning to get somebody from the airport. What is it like there? Is it crazy?
Well, my flight was at 6 a.m., so it only took me about a half an hour to get through TSA, but it is pretty crazy here.
You're coming in from where, Emily?
I'm coming from Orlando.
Ooh, you're leaving a nice area for a place where it's freezing. It's going to be like
I'm very cold.
All right, now you're here to see your family, is that correct?
Correct. Yeah, we're from South Jersey.
And how many people will be at the table tomorrow?
I think about 8 or 10.
All right. 10. And do any of them you have mixed feelings about?
Oh, yes.
There you have it. Like a weird uncle or something, right, Em?
It wouldn't be a real Thanksgiving without any hard feelings, weird feelings.
Yeah. Wow. I love that. Emily, thank you so much for doing this. Give her a free spin.
Let's
see if we can get you a prize today. Emily, have a great holiday.
Oh, Keith Jones autographed hockey.
Yeah, I knew there would be people out there. Oh, and that's the kind of thing I like to ask them.
Yeah.
I like to find out if there's some turmoil. Here's what I have said to you before. Mm-hmm. I disinvited. I say this with pride.
Okay, yeah.
Disinvited people that were invited to my house, but they did not get vaccinated.
Okay.
The reason is not because they're unvaccinated, although that's part of it.
Okay,
all right?
Yeah.
The reason is it would come up at the dinner table, and there would be a fight.
Oh, well, my door says don't ask, don't tell, and then we're all happier.
What?
No, you're not happier because they may breathe on you.
What?
Do you think Al gets close to anybody?
Al's not worried about it at all.
I don't know. Yeah. Go downstairs, play bubble hockey.
Rube, I heard a rumor.
Yeah.
Did you know someone who was unvaccinated?
Yes, I did.
Who was
someone? Someone who was very close to me.
Very close to you?
Yes, someone I'm friendly with.
And people at home, you do the math on that, okay?
Two, very friendly one plus one.
It might be division.
Yeah. And how did you handle that situation, Rube?
We had some discussions.
And now is that person vaccinated?
She flipped, yeah.
She flipped?
Yeah.
I can imagine how those discussions
don't
went.
Don't, Ange. Don't do it.
I'm not saying a word. I'm repeating what Ruben Amaral said.
He said flip,
His
and your
friend
eyes lit
flipped.
Up.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's all. And you know what? That is one way to deal with it.
As long as Rube did not.
God bless you, Rube.
You should not talk during breaks, Rube. I've told you this before.
Good point.
But try to help.
Ava Graham, yeah. You have an update on our question of
more so, we have a new question brought to you by Armin Chevrolet and Armin Cadillac, wishing their employees, customers, and WIP listeners happy holidays. You guys are giving each other a pound. This is hilarious. The Armin dealership's closer than you think. How would you evaluate Jalen Reagor's performance so far this season? 79% lousy.
Wow.
Now, Angie, I put this poll up a little bit earlier,
yep.
And so we do have some returns.
All right.
Who will win Sunday's game at the Meadowlands? Right now, 90% say the Eagles.
Well, I hate to tell you, but you're wrong. It's the Giants, 27-23.
Angie, I have a little note for you. I'm not sure if you heard it in my last update.
Oh, what'd you hear?
The one Eagle was named NFC Special Teams Player of the Week.
Let me guess. Wait, hold on. Michael, what's his name? The special teams guy, Al. What's his special
Michael Clay.
Michael Clay. I think he gave it away yesterday. Here's what he said.
Jalen's done an outstanding job in terms of kickoff return.
Jalen Reagor.
Sadly, no.
What?
They didn't think he was outstanding.
They didn't.
They did think Jake Elliott was outstanding.
Well, because
he was. 4 for 4
and
on
they could have said
PATs
that, and I would have believed them.
The other guy was just outstanding at the 3-yard line.
Maybe that's what they meant. He cut off the sentence. That is beautiful. Ava, right now, I'm telling you this right now. If Ruben Amaro saying that his friend flipped is not the line of the day, you're fired.
Wait,
215.
Okay. I'll see you later.
That's the line of the day. His friend flipped. Yep. 215. Everyone, take a moment and picture that. 215-592-9494. I think Rube's leaving. WIP Sports Time.
My last show, thanks.
Ruin everybody's Thanksgiving. What the hell?
9:17.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, welcome back at 9:24 Al Pop Quiz. You know these callers. You know this audience, though, this wonderful audience we have on our show.
Yeah, yeah.
Who's the most thankful this Thanksgiving?
Oh, I got a new kidney. Kenny.
Yeah, Ken. Yeah. He's on the line with us now. New lease on life. The great Kenny from the Dirty 30. Kenny, how thankful are you this Thanksgiving?
Well, what I'm thankful for, Angelo, is actually your listeners. Because when I needed help and I appealed to your listeners, 30 people turned in applications and one of them turned out to be my donor.
Wow.
And anytime we hear about all the bad rap Philly fans get, I will just say cite this, that when one of theirs needed help, they stepped up. And I can't be more thankful for that than anything else.
Okay. Compare for us what you felt like before the transplant and what you feel like now.
I was bloated. I had brain fog, and I was fighting to do anything I could just to kind of hang on, knowing that there was hope in sight. Now, afterwards, I feel 20 years younger. And next time you see me, you're going to say I look 20 years younger. That's what everybody's saying to me right now. It's just amazing what that little kidney can do when it's working right.
That's awesome.
I've lost damn near 40 pounds in almost 3 weeks.
Wow. So a lot of it was water?
Yeah. I was, you know, when you don't have kidneys working, you're retaining a lot of fluid.
Oh, wow.
And it makes your joints hurt and a lot of, but I feel great now.
That's awesome. Kenny, you know what? Like 20, 30 years ago, this kind of thing wasn't even available, right? The medical science moved forward to give people like you a new lease on life.
Yeah, it's amazing. I don't know if you saw the news a couple weeks ago, but they did the first kidney transplant where they took a kidney from a pig and put it in someone.
Really?
So, you know, Lord knows what 20 years from now is going to be like. I mean, they're just it's amazing. The and that's part of my foundation, the Kidneys for Kenny Foundation, is donating to the kidney research.
That's
for
fantastic.
Trying to help people like me. So it's been a great thing.
You know, Kenny, and I'm not trying to turn this into a vaccine thing, but what they did for you, what medical science did for you, is what medical science we have to rely on. When you're in a desperate situation, you look to the scientists to give you another chance at life. And there are so many people out there right now turning their back on medical science. And it's outrageous to me. It must be outrageous to you because they just saved you.
Look, Ans, I got friends that are anti-vaxxers.
Ah.
You know, much as I love them, I just think it's going to be natural selection.
Oh.
The herd. I mean, that's all I can say to them. That's fine. I mean, that's why you watch the Animal Kingdom and you see the weakest of the herd get eaten by the lion.
Maybe that's what it is. Kenny, Sunday at the Meadowlands. I'm nervous about the game. Dick Vermeil just explained why. The minute you think you're in good shape, you're not. Are you nervous?
First off, Ange, I was having breakfast this morning. On my milk carton was a picture of your balls, and it said missing.
All right, hold on. No, I'm a realist. I've been doing this a long time, and I prepare myself for disaster.
Stop.
How big was the carton?
Stop. Listen.
It was
a
pint.
What Vermeil said was the team comes in cocky. They got 6 losses this year. They got no reason to be cocky just because they're, you know, had a couple wins. If Sirianni talks the way that he appears to talk, he keep reminding them that you are not 9-0. You're 5-6, and stay humble and just go out and play smash mouth. And if they continue to play smash mouth, there's no one that's going to stop them.
All right, Kenny, for good karma, could I get an Eagles chair with the new kidney?
Hmm.
Well, it'll be a half-hearted one only because I can't pop my stitches. They're still
no,
give me
don't
one.
Pop it. Just give me a mellow one.
Give me one.
All right, here we go. E-A-G-L-E-S. Boy, that sucked. Eagles!
No, it doesn't suck. We are picturing the stitches. Hmm. It was good. Thank you, Kenny. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thanks. You too, guys.
It's the guy, and he used to come to all of our airport shows. Though.
Yeah.
He had a party.
Like the food.
Are we going back there next year? What's your projection?
Yes.
We are going back?
Sure. I might as well be positive.
Well, the other way I'm looking. No, don't use that word positive. Please don't say positive.
What? Oh.
We have to be negative.
Oh, okay. No.
If you're positive, they won't let you in.
Things are getting better. I mean, look at the airport's going to be packed. I just hope the parking lots are open.
I hope so. Yeah.
Be nice.
Joe's up next. Hi, Joe.
Hey, Ange. Because of your guest, I just want to share one. Recently, I was watching the Goldbergs with my daughter.
Yep.
And started pointing at the screen. I'm going, see that, Sophie? That's the real Ruben Amaro Jr., but he's portraying his dad, Ruben Amaro Sr., at a PTO meeting.
All right, when did you see that? When was that on?
That was last season.
I could see Ruben's still getting checks. Ruben, are you still getting checks?
Yeah, like 19 cents, 37 cents.
Now, let me tell you, I saw the performance. You deserve more than that.
No, no.
You did a nice job. Do you know, Joe, when you do one of those things, they use my voice for one little thing. I still get tiny little checks every once in a while.
Yeah.
They always get less and less as they go along, though.
Oh, yes.
But they give you checks for the rest of your life just because you're on there and they're showing it.
Yeah, you're still cashing them.
Oh, so without a doubt. I need like 20 of those, and then I don't have to work anymore.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. You know, just keep checks come in. You didn't even expect them.
Mm-hmm.
It's beautiful. Then you start waiting for the postal guy thinking maybe I got another check. It's a good thing.
Yeah.
Makes you feel good. Joe, what are you thinking for Sunday?
Okay, well, I'm not too concerned about the Eagles as much as I am worried about Gale, because this week – you talked about liking big men and wanting to get behind them.
That's correct.
It sounds like you're so far in the closet you could visit Narnia.
No. No.
Oh, my God.
No.
Goodness.
No.
Jesus.
Not at all. Not that
what
there's anything
here?
Wrong with it. I am
Thanksgiving.
Speaking
over-aggressive.
As a top sports analyst about Smash Mouth football.
Yeah.
And you know what, Joe? You like it, too. You like knowing you got 1,600 pounds behind you Sunday, don't you?
Huh?
And I like hearing it now.
That's your offensive line.
That is offensive.
No, that's the offensive line. That's the 5 players.
I know. So now I get my Merle Reese because I contacted Odyssey.
right.
And first, Bonnie came back right away, and she said, you have to be within a 100-mile radius of the broadcast,
right.
Which I am, and that didn't fly. And then I contacted him again, and a guy named Stewie got back to me. I'm thinking, Stewie?
Stewie.
He's probably like wearing his pledge pin from his fraternity. Guy named Stewie. I'm supposed to listen to him.
Right.
So he said, don't go to the app. Go to your laptop and pull up the Odyssey.com website.
Okay.
So I'm
Did that work?
There with my computer on. Oh, Merrill Reese, loud and clear.
Beautiful. That is not a way I have not even been told about. I've been told that if you go to the Eagles website, you will get it there. But as long as you're getting it, Joe, that's all that matters. Give me somebody in sports you're thankful for.
We needed good goaltending, and we got Carter Hart.
There you go.
Carter Hart, a good one out.
He has.
Give him a spin on
and
that.
And wasted his effort. For
yes,
oh, you got
oh,
a number
we're
nine.
Down to two Tickets prizes. To,
oh, this is big because I just saw his thing on Twitter, all his pictures from the play. Tickets to see Glenn Mack
nice.
Now on stage in the performance of Anything Goes at the Swarthmore Players Club between November 26th and December 11th. Just go to pcstheater.org. He's got all sorts of pictures up there.
Glenn
now.
Mack now, if you are not you familiar with him, man, what great response they got to the Jim Gardner thing. The Mack now manager, my wife listened to it. She said it was spectacular. All right? But Glenn now also, Rube probably doesn't even realize this. He's a song and dance man.
Yes, he's singing.
He does show tunes.
Yeah, I do it all. Nothing I can't.
Right. Based on the last caller, I have no position to take on show tunes. Ava, do you have somebody on the hot seat today?
It's not a somebody.
Today, the NFL is on the hot seat. Sponsored by Xfinity, the fastest internet in Philadelphia, and a sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Lounge.
Thanksgiving. Now, some families, like my own, get together earlier in the day. And though I'm thrilled to head to the Matt's household, it's not lost on me that families love to argue. Politics, vaccines, white or dark meat, you name it. And after a few beverages, well, thank goodness for the football game.
Let's find a great football game, and we'll all be immersed in the game and discuss the game. Can't do it.
No.
The early game every year is the Detroit Lions.
Sam Wechter.
By claiming Thanksgiving, the NFL now, all these years later, still feels an obligation to those teams because nobody actually wanted to play on Thanksgiving.
Well, one thing we can agree on this holiday season is how we would rather watch anything else other than that lousy game. Come on, NFL. Well,
we're in the 21st century. But we
it's
should probably
a bad event. Do what's right for your sport. Every year, that game stinks.
It's a tradition.
I love traditions, but the Lions haven't been good in 20 years.
I think they should rotate it.
Rotate.
I agree. Time for a change and some stuffing. Happy Thanksgiving. Gobble, gobble.
I want to say one more thing.
Mm-hmm.
I've said this privately to him, and I want to make it public. I get to pick the brain of Ruben Amaro during the breaks. He is a brilliant man.
Mm-hmm.
He is not showing that side of him hardly at all on this show, but he is. And I'm going to tell you something, Al. Tell me if it would be an upgrade, baseball commissioner, from Rob Manfred to that man, Ruben Amaro Jr.
Oh, absolutely.
Would it not?
Oh, yeah.
You know, I'm going to tell you why. Ruben Amaro Jr. comes from a baseball life, a baseball family, and he loves the game. And the game would always come first for him, not placating the owners, not placating the players, taking care of the game. Am I right, Rube, that would always be your priority?
Absolutely, unequivocally.
If they called you today and said, Rube, this thing might go bad with the labor thing. We may need you to come in to serve as our commissioner. What would your reaction
when
be?
When pigs fly would happen, it would happen. But no, I would have interest. Of course.
He's from Stanford, Al. He's from Stanford. The man.
So is John Ritchie, though.
All right. Well, could you kiss?
He's also very bright, though. He's always got the. Like,
John Ritchie is bright. He's quirky.
Yeah.
Rube is bright, and he's bright.
Yeah.
It's different. 215.
All right,
I got one other thing I got to do. I've been saving all morning. Jonathan Gannon held his news coverage yesterday.
Right.
And he made some comments that are worrisome to me. And I'm just going to play them without commentary, and you could all draw your own conclusion. Then we will go to see Chip Snapper. And you guys on hold, I'm going to get to as many of you as I can because I love you. It's Thanksgiving. All right, welcome back at 941. Lots to do here. We are going to Kensington, the Chip Snappers Tap Room, in a couple of minutes. But, Rhea, I want you to help me with this because you are a good judge of people making comments and whether I should get nervous or not. I am nervous about Jonathan Gannon.
Yes.
And the reason I'm nervous about him is his team, his defense, caved in the fourth quarter. You were there. You saw it. They gave up 22 points. After giving up 7 points,
the most
in the previous
upsetting thing
quarter.
Was with the running touchdown they gave up to the quarterback when he just ran out the middle and there was no one there.
No one there. And now, then he was grilled yesterday about whether he, you know, backed off. He wasn't as aggressive in the fourth quarter. And he pushed back on that. Here's Jonathan Gannon.
I wouldn't say we took our foot off the pedal. I thought that execution was very high in the first half. Third quarter was pretty good. Fourth quarter, I thought that we got leaky at some things. Rush and cover and rush. And, you know, we just got to execute a little bit better so it prevents some of those points from going on the board. And, you know, it's not – nobody's really tight in the stadium, you know, because I looked up and, you know, I see the crowd. I was like, oh, boy.
Stop. When your head coach can admit immediately after the game that he got too conservative, which he did.
He's got to admit it, too.
Yeah.
He didn't.
You tell me it was just there was nobody covering him.
All right. Now we're going to get to the mouth noise section of this study.
Oh, no mouth noises.
Yeah, we're doing it again. He was asked about roughing the passer call, and here's what he said.
You know, I know the refs have a hard job, and they call what they call, but we just got to continue to educate our players, and, you know, this is how we have to hit quarterbacks. This is how we have to not land on them. This is what we have to do with our hands. You know, I saw the one to play Daniel Jones, and he's a free runner, and you could tell they coach it to get your pass hand up, you know, and the guy kind of elevates, and he doesn't even really hit him, and his hand comes down, and he smacks him in the mouth. It's like, oh, geez, you know, that's a tough one, you know.
Okay. You know what? I do enjoy his
like
mouth
that.
Noises.
Yeah,
he's amusing
there was even,
that way.
We cut him off. He was doing it in the first cut, too. He does
Jonathan.
All the time. But here's, then I really like this. So our Mary Kate.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to say this right now. We are not doing Winners of Weasels this week. She would be my
absolutely. She absolutely would have been
the
winner.
She was an amazing woman. And she mouthed, that's bleeping, bull bleep.
Yes.
Right? But Jonathan Gannon goes home and his wife is there. Mm-hmm. And she can't stop talking about Mary Kate. Here's the way he described that.
I did see the woman's reaction. My wife, I walked in the door and she says, man, I love Philadelphia.
I like that.
See, that is a
amusing.
Bonding moment.
Yes.
That was a bond right there that happened. And Joe, if you can you cue up that other mouth noise? Because people really enjoy those noises, and we'll try to get that for you, too.
I got Conklin's job with that. Maybe he does horns.
I know. There is. I have some with that. Let me try this again. Hold on.
All right. Well, let's blitz him. It's like, oh, geez, you know, it's a tough one, you know.
Guy out.
He's got to be from the Midwest.
Minnesota.
Definitely.
He talks a lot different. That's all I'm saying. Mike's up from New Jersey. Hi, Mike.
Morning, team. Happy Thanksgiving.
Mike, how you feeling about Sunday?
Yeah, it's going to be an exciting game because they're really salty over the last game last year. So you're going to get everything they have. You're going to get their best punch.
Yeah, that's
going to be
thing.
Fun.
I'm nervous about it because they're going to feel re-energized because Jason Garrett's not there. He's a drone. And I'm worried about this, and so is Dick Vermeil. And these are
really
two. Me and Dick, that's two top football minds.
He is.
Right. Give Mike a spin. Mike, hold on.
Only
let's
have two prizes,
prizes
left.
There's
on
only
this.
Two left up there. And you
oh,
did
no,
not
the
get
Keith
one.
Jones card.
But those are delightful cards.
Yeah.
Jason, the leader of the Dirty 30s, on the line. Hi, Jason.
Good morning, Angelo, and morning, team.
How are you feeling about Sunday, Jason?
And I am so confident about Sunday.
Not
even funny.
Not good.
You know how Lamont says that it's going to be a bad
Who, Lamont?
Day?
Yeah.
Haven't heard from him.
Yeah. But you know what? It's going to be a bad, bad day for the Giants on Sunday.
We're done.
You're going to crush them. Oh,
this is bad. What you're hearing right now is bad, ladies and gentlemen. Jason, this is bad.
This
you're too confident. You're too confident, Jason. You're ruining this game for me.
Give me one.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
T-A-C-L-E-S. Eagles!
All right, I want people to understand, I was not ready to do the cheer, but he fired the Jonesy thing, and at that point, Jason just went right to the cheer.
Why are you
that
killing everyone's buzz?
That was not the plan.
You're killing everyone's buzz.
I'm not killing everyone's buzz. I am here for one reason.
I feel like Jonathan Gannon, and I need to make mouth noises at you.
I have
all right,
a response.
Let's blitz him.
I have a responsibility as a top football analyst to provide my expertise.
When are you going to start that? You're retiring next year.
Man, you're losing your voice again. Get out of here. Big Rube, how are you, my brother? How are you today, Big Rube?
Oh, man, you know why I'm listening to y'all combo. I'm frying up turkey.
All right, now, are you going to, what's your dinner table like on Thanksgiving, Rube?
Actually, you know what? I do beef on Thanksgiving.
Really?
Like, cause so for the last at least 10 years, I fried turkeys and I cater people Thanksgivings. How you was talking about ethnicities before? Well, I cater all the WASP Thanksgiving. I bring the flavor to them. So I've been glad when every Thanksgiving.
So you don't actually love turkey. You prefer beef.
No, I do it, but think about it. Right now, I'm about to fry up 6 turkeys in peanut oil.
You're sick of it.
You think I want to?
Yeah, that's a good point. Now, are these deep fried?
Yeah, they deep fried. I got them. I got them for the fresh killed ones from Cannuli.
Oh, very good.
Hey, hold
excellent.
On, hold on. So, does that make them juicier inside, Rube?
Oh yeah, that you know they've been brining since Saturday. So, you know, and I had them like out of the liquid for the last 24 hours. So when they hit the oil, you know, nothing popping up. But yeah, it's it holds in all the juices, the flavor, and you know, people are gonna be grubbing good tomorrow.
What's your position on gravy?
Oh, I make a gravy from the. I do like I heard Ruben saying about the turkey neck.
Yeah,
I make a gravy from that. I cook them down, and you know, with celery, onions, and carrots, and I make a gravy from that.
That sounds like a fine meal. If I would like to have your food, where would I obtain it?
Oh, well, tonight, you know, tonight's the biggest bar drinking night, so come holler at me at Pitchers, you know what I mean? My cheesesteak, my burgers, my fried chicken, 4326 Main Street in Manio.
How? All right, I got to find Al. I got to go to Kensington because they really
it's
celebrate
a big party
Thanksgiving. I believe we are about to connect with Chip Snapper from Chip Snapper's Tap Room.
Hey, if you can hear me, eh?
Hi, Chip. How are you today?
Pretty good. We're excited for Thanksgiving down here in Kensington. We have the traditional touch football game tomorrow. Unwed mothers versus deadbeat dad.
Oh, that's a good matchup.
And the late game is the homeless versus the toothless. Oh. That's a way for the homeless.
Homeless and not, Al, they never
They're
have a home.
Home
game. They
so
have
it's
a, home
a lot
game.
Of fun down here because everybody comes back to the old, you know, for Thanksgiving yep. game and all. Some people think it's a sting operation.
Not a sting operation.
The girls on the avenue are back to work. But they're asking for proof of vaccination. They're not showing anything until you show them something.
That's a card, Al. They need to see a card.
Just like a Big Rube Amaro Jr., Duffy flipped her. Now you can both watch the game together. By the way, Thanksgiving for the girls is a lot of fun.
Oh, is it?
They judge the biggest bird competition.
Oh, that must be really intense.
Of course, there's the AA meeting hosting dinner for their members next door. They're serving cold turkey.
Yep, cold turkey for the AA.
And Margaret's having 15 people.
Oh.
When she's done, she's going to take a nap and then go over her daughter's house for dinner.
That's a busy day for Margaret, Al.
Last year we had a turkey shoot up the penny pack, Ange.
What happened?
But this year the neighborhood's so bad we're afraid that the turkeys might shoot back.
They are armed. It
could happen.
Of course, we do have supply chain problems down here in Kensington affecting business. Peggy's nephew was complaining his supplier got arrested, so we gotta make do.
It's a drug dealer.
The Kensington players are reenacting the original Thanksgiving dinner in a stolen Mayflower moving van.
That's a throwback.
A little entertainment for you. I heard you talking about those big offensive linemen. You like a big fella, do you?
I do enjoy a big fella.
Eager Bill has a new girlfriend. He met her at the VFW. He's like you, Ange. Likes them big and nasty. He's a large girl enthusiast.
Okay.
And one night he picked the girl up in a compact car. You know what? They had to call the fire department to get her out.
Oh, man. Jaws of life.
That's Tracy from D Street.
No. I'm sorry.
Oh, here comes the little street parade, Ange.
The little street parade is back, Al.
It's really petered out, Ange.
What do you mean?
It's down to just one shopping cart being pushed by a homeless dwarf.
A what?
Oh, no. Not much left to it, Al. All right, Jeff, what are you thankful for this Thanksgiving?
So many things, really. But I guess I'm really thankful, most of all, for my next-door neighbor's electricity.
Bingo.
Thank you, Chip Snapper. That's Chip Snapper, Al. Join Joe Coughlin in supporting the Community Center at Visitation next Tuesday. It's Giving Tuesday.
Yeah.
Help Visitation's food pantry serving needy families of Kensington. Go to JoeCoughlin.com.
None of this makes sense.
No.
In fact, if you get out there, ask for Chip Snapper.
Oh, my God.
All right, I got time for just one more. Will of God, Will, I got 10 seconds. Give me something.
Well, yo, man, first of all, I'm so thankful for God giving me creativity to be able to do things, so I'm going to do a commercial for you. But the other thing I'm thankful for is breast cancer, man, awareness. All those ladies out there doing their big things for breast cancer, because my mom passed away from breast cancer years ago in 1984. My dad passed away in 82, but, man, I tell you,
Well, I literally have no time left. Who do you like Sunday, Eagles at Giants?
Eagles, but I'm going to do this commercial real quick for Big Roo. Check this out. We got chicken. Big Roo's chicken. Come up and try to get some. We got chicken. Big Roo's chicken. Call up defense number one. We got styles to taste so great. But if you don't mind, let me demonstrate. We got chicken. Big Roo's chicken. Call up his number. Deliver some. Big Roo.
Wow, Will. Honestly, God bless you. That is a phenomenal commercial. Al, that guy.
He should tour with Butch.
That guy right there is just overflowing with creativity.
He is.
That's what you hear right there.
It is a marketing idea.
It's time to do it.
All right. So this line of the day is from Ruben Amar, requested by you, Angelo, and it's brought to you by AmeriBest Home Healthcare. Don't your loved ones deserve the best home healthcare? Who better to take care of them than you? Visit AmeriBestHomeCare.com for details.
Rube, did you know someone who was unvaccinated?
Yes, I did.
Who was?
Someone who was very close to me.
Very close to you?
Yes, someone I'm friendly with.
And people at home, wow. You do the math on that, okay?
Friendly one plus one.
It might be division.
Yeah. And how did you handle that situation, Rube?
We had some discussion.
And now is that person vaccinated?
She flipped, yeah.
She flipped?
Yeah.
He flipped her out.
Yeah, that's going on to the next thing. The WIP Morning Show Twitter question. Who will win Sunday's game at the Meadowlands? 90% Eagles. Go Birds. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody out there. Have a healthy and happy holiday. We'll be back on Monday, obviously, to talk about what we hope will be a big Eagles victory. Our studio assistants today were Ava Graham and Kyle Quinn. Special contributions by the great Joe Coughlin. Go to JoeCoughlin.com. Producer Joseph A. Wechter Jr. Joe to Cameron John Ritchie coming up next. How do we do, Jake?
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.